Live from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference 2024 in Birmingham, Alabama. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and that is true. We are live at the 2024 EWTN Radio Conference in Birmingham, Alabama. So exciting. We are right there on the conference floor. Well, I'm virtually coming in. My co-host today is the one, the only, Director of Programming and Production for EWTN, Mr. Tom Price. Hi, Tom. What's
Debbie. Here?
Yeah, hey, hear all great. The action.
Well, yeah, this is the place, the 2024 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference. So we've got affiliates here literally from coast to coast. And everybody is, at the moment, I must be quite honest with you, at the moment it's a little quiet here. You're not hearing a lot of hubbub because everybody is in special seminars and sessions and breakout sessions. So that's what's going on. But we're here and we're glad to be here.
Very exciting. And we want to ask our Take Two family, we need you to weigh in on this topic because we are going to be talking to the affiliates that are present at the radio conference, but we need to hear from you. So the number to dial, it's super easy, 833-288-EWTN. And here is the here's the question I'm going to be asking the Take Two family. And please answer this. This is very important because the radio stations and affiliates of EWTN are listening to this program, okay? And they want to know, how is God speaking to you through Catholic radio? How is God speaking to you through Catholic radio? Maybe you got into the car, you just tripped onto the station, you found Take Two, and you were having a really tough day, and all of a sudden you heard these amazing calls and comments and words of inspiration, words of wisdom, and all of a sudden you said, God is speaking just to me. This radio station is for me. Has that happened to you? If it has, please call in. We want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Tom, I'm so excited to get started with our first guest. And you're at the broadcasting booth right there at the venue of the 2024 radio conference in Birmingham. And so you have a lot of hosts, you have a lot of affiliates walking by and people attending the conference, Tom. And I'm sure they're waving to you. So please wave from the Take Two family there. But your first guest in the studio, in the booth there, is a gentleman that runs the biggest EWTN affiliate. And so next to you, you have Mr. Sammy Rodriguez Jr., who's the president of Guadalupe Radio Network. So Tom, I'll let you turn the mic over to Sammy because I'm interested as to what's going on with one of the biggest affiliates and also how Catholic radio is moving in the area that Guadalupe Radio Network serves.
Well, certainly, Guadalupe Radio has been a very important partner to EWTN, beginning with one radio station there in Midland, Texas. And now, my goodness, what are we up to, Sammy? How many now?
Well, by God's good grace, 47 now. We added two station dials earlier this year to get there.
Isn't that amazing? And now you're on the air in Fort Worth, which really fills out the Metroplex signal. So anywhere you are in Dallas, Fort Worth, you're going to be able to hear the truth.
Amen. You're exactly right, Tom.
Very exciting. How long have you been with Guadalupe?
It's been over 4.5 years now, and I'll tell you what a tremendous blessing and gift it is to be with you all. You know, Debbie, after having heard the show for so many years, to be on the show, what a blessing. Thank you so much. And Tom, same thing. You know, I've heard your voice for so many years on EWTN. It's just the power of Catholic radio. It's not us saying that, right? It's what we hear all the time from folks, that the Lord is speaking to their hearts. It's coming into their lives, into various situations. And truly, it is making the world a better place. I mean, we know that for a fact. And so to be able to add two stations earlier this year, and now our radio reaches, you know, over 31 million potential listeners, you just see the power of the Lord working in this world that we desperately need Him today.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of the very first stations that was outside of Texas, which is where you primarily are, was Washington, D.C. And what a true outreach of a leap of faith right there, because if anybody needs to hear the truth of the Catholic faith, it's the good folks in, you know, government or support positions. they need it too.
Amen. And really, just I want to give a big shout out, you know, to Toya Hall and, you know, Lynn Oswald and all the Guadalupe family who had done so much work before I ever joined the team, right? But for me, I was a longtime listener, Tom, and I used to do underwriting through my business and these kinds of things. And so I know firsthand the power of Catholic Radio because God was working in my life on a daily basis that when I began to listen, I didn't want to stop, right? It's like every day you want to hear more. You want to learn more about the faith. And so all the wonderful programs that are on, you know, Guadalupe Radio Network, EWTN, it's truly, you know, feeding the flock out there in the world.
Yes, indeed. Debbie?
Well, we're super excited. Tom is on the conference floor. I'm coming in virtually from my home studio in Arizona. I wish I could have been there to be at the radio conference. I love it so very, very much. Unfortunately, with my eye situation, I couldn't travel. So the Take-Two family, thank you for the prayers. I'm doing well. But we are talking to Sammy Rodriguez, the president of Guadalupe Radio Network. But we're also asking our Take-Two family, how is God speaking to you through Catholic Radio? I'm going to ask Sammy the same question. Okay, how is God speaking to each and every one of us individually and as the body of Christ through Catholic Radio? Do you value Catholic Radio? Do you appreciate it? Do you want it? Do you want to see it thrive into the future? Not just survive, but to thrive, to reach more souls like this new station that was just added in Fort Worth, Texas. So please call in. Don't sit this out and don't think that somebody else is going to answer for you because it's so important that you step up and shout to the world how important it is that we have a voice, a Catholic voice in this world. And by the way, folks, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Lots of folks that are not Catholic listen to Take Two. And I want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And on the conference floor at the radio conference, Sammy Rodriguez is in the broadcasting booth with Tom Price. And I want to ask, actually, I would love to ask both of you this question. Did it ever happen to you? Because I know it's happened to me many times. And someday I'm going to share with Johnette Williams how often listening to the tail end of her show has impacted me personally. Has it ever happened to either of you when you just get in the car and you turn on Catholic Radio and it's speaking right to you? Okay, Sammy, hold that thought. Don't say anything yet. We're going to leave our listeners in suspense, but we need to fill up those phone lines. Is God speaking to you through Catholic Radio? Come on, you guys, fill up those phone lines, 833-288-EWTN. Don't sit this out. I need to hear from you. We got to shout it to the world. I'll be right back.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, live from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference 2024 on EWTN Radio.
Exciting times in Catholic Radio, that's for sure. But we want to hear from the Take Two family because we'd like to see if Catholic Radio is making an impact in your life. So how is God speaking to you through Catholic Radio? That's the question we're asking today. Phone lines are just starting to light up. That's a good sign. So please keep calling. We want to get the first set of calls on air with us shortly. The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Tom Price is with us in the broadcasting booth right at the conference center. So that's exciting. We've got Sammy Rodriguez Jr., president of Guadalupe Radio Network, with us. And he's going to answer the question. We're all in suspense. I want to know the truth if he's gotten into the car and God is speaking to him. But Tom, you've got things to share with our listeners.
You know, I want to do a little bit of a reset right here. And sometimes this is what we do in radio. It's like, let's get back to the basics. And there's nothing more basic than prayer. For over 40 years, EWTN has been praying with and for people throughout the world, our EWTN family. Well, today, we want to pray for anything that is weighing on your heart. That would be family members, health, finances. It is our honor to pray for you. So please, take a moment right now. Send us your prayer request. Here's where you go for that. EWTN.com/prayer. EWTN.com/prayer. Are you ready for Sammy?
Absolutely. We're waiting intently to hear his answer.
All right.
Well, Debbie, I'd say it like this, you know, and dear listeners, I think you guys can relate. You know, you ever been to Mass, right? And Father says something that you're like, Father, were you listening in on my conversation last night? Were you peeking in my window last night, right? So I think those kinds of things happen, you know, multiple times a day, you know, maybe hundreds of times a week as you're listening to Catholic radio, because, you know, you're hearing these exchanges, right? You know, maybe it's a question, or maybe the host is sharing something on the faith that you did not know, and you're continually getting fed, right? You're getting the true, the beautiful on the faith, or you're going, I'm so glad that person called in and asked that question, because that's been one of my burning questions. And just getting to listen to the exchange, you know, you learn so much, right? Or maybe you're going through a difficult time in your life, which we all have, or maybe are right now. And through Catholic radio, the Lord is able to come into that situation, right? And somehow, you know, give you the grace to get through it, or maybe even make it better in the moment. So that would be my thought.
Oh, that's beautiful. I always like to say when I'm doing pledge drives, Tom and Sammy, that it's God's megaphone. You know, God is really trying to reach each and every one of us, and it's so beautiful how He does it. He speaks to us as the group, the body of Christ, and also individually, very personally, at where we're at that moment. And so many people just trip onto the station, which is fabulous. So, Sammy, thank you. We want to thank you so much for stopping in and sharing with us what's going on at Guadalupe Radio Network. I know you have, I think, a dozen folks with you that are employees of Guadalupe Radio that are at the conference. I understand it's their first time at Hansville at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, and they are loving it.
Yeah, it's been such a beautiful experience. We've got about half of our team here, and just love being here at EWTN. You guys are amazing hosts, always so hospitable. We appreciate it. And I just want to tell you, listeners, you know, all of us together, right, we are like colleagues working together for Christ, right, to spread the gospel far and wide. And so I just want to thank you for your support of Catholic Radio, listening to Catholic Radio, and all your prayers, right? We love you all dearly.
Oh, thank you so much, Sammy Rodriguez Jr., president of Guadalupe Radio Network. So kind of you to drop in at the broadcasting booth. And Tom, exciting. Catholic radio is working in the hearts and minds and souls of others, and it's reaching people. More souls are being reached through the affiliates that are working so hard getting the message out there. But Tom, we have calls.
We do. If you're ready, let's go to the phones and talk with April in Hershey, Pennsylvania, listening on the great Holy Family Radio. Hi, April.
Hi.
Go right ahead, April. Do you want to answer the question? How is God speaking to you through Catholic radio?
Oh, through many different ways. I am a Protestant Methodist from birth. I am still Methodist. However, I listen to the daily mass in the morning. I really appreciate the engagement of the mass. I am a singer. I'm a music teacher. So I love starting my day with that. It keeps me centered. I love the singing. I imagine the singing. It's a great way, by the way, to warm up your voice and be centered. And I just really appreciate the way that EWTN has, I feel, really enriched my knowledge and understanding of my faith, and I did not get that from my home religion all the time. So I think sometimes you don't really know what you're missing until you see and hear what you're missing. And so I am very thankful for the steadiness of the Catholic faith and its headship, that they are unwavering on certain issues, and that they're not. They don't kind of blow with the wind.
You know, that is a wonderful thing that you're sharing with us, April. And if I could, I'd like to put in a little plug for a show that I'm connected with, and that is Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders. And it is a show specifically for non-Catholics, folks like you who have questions about the Catholic faith. And I know that David is, you know, very kind with everybody that calls in, because he's been where you are. So you may want to check out Call to Communion in the afternoon. If you're listening in the Eastern time zone, that would be 2 p.m. for you, April.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And my questions really that I had about really were of my Protestant faith. The questions that I've struggled with and the way certain things in our world are treated, and the Catholic Church has really given me answers to that. And I like I said, I think sometimes, I say this with all due respect to Protestantism, but I think they sometimes threw out the baby with the bathwater for whatever in the past political reasons centuries ago or whatever it was. But I just find a great solace and a great teaching. I find great teaching on the entire network. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening and being a valued part of the Take-Two family, especially April. Thank you for calling in and being first up. So important that we hear from all of our listeners, because you're spot on. You know, it's the gospel message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with charity and clarity. It's rock solid truth. It's authentic Catholicism, and it's unwavering. Absolutely. And that I think helps people to feel confident and to know they can rest assured and to be moving forward in their spiritual lives, knowing that they can circle back, right, to the Catholic Church and find the answers to their questions. April, you're awesome. Thank you so very much. Keep listening. We've got more guests and more calls, but definitely check in with us again. Tom?
Thank you, April. Appreciate that. Why don't we go to another call? Here is Carol in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, who is listening on the EWTN app. A lot of people listen to us on the app, Debbie, because it's a free download. You can listen to all of our streams. You know, we have a radio stream that just goes to the Philippines. Did you know that, Debbie?
I didn't know. Wow, that's exciting.
We have one that just goes to, you know, for our listeners there. Mm-hmm. We have one that just goes to Great Britain and Ireland. And, of course, the one that you hear right now, what we call our domestic feed or our main feed. But we've got quite a few. I think there's a total of 8 different streams that leave the Radio Master Control Room. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Carol, how are you today, Carol?
Hi, Carol.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm really happy to be listening. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Go right ahead. So tell us how Catholic radio speaks to you, how God is using Catholic radio.
Man. I just love listening. There are so many things I love to listen to. And it's just your show and Teresa Tomeo and so many others I just look forward to. And it's just so wonderful. And when I was living in Texas, I loved Guadalupe Radio. I lived in Irving at the time, and it was just so wonderful. And now that I'm back in where I'm living now, I'm glad I have it still.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, Carol, let me ask you a question. I asked Sammy the same question. Have you ever gotten into the car and you just feel like the whole entire radio station was just for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was listening when you had the Angel show on. And I was almost crying because my husband is God now. Aww. And I consider him an angel watching over me.
Carol, do we have your husband's name in our prayer book?
I don't know. His first name is Joe Kennett. Okay. I really don't know, but we were only married a year, okay? Aww. And we barely celebrated our first anniversary, mm-hmm. and he died in November of 2000, and it's so hard.
I'm so sorry.
Hard. But I love listening to EWTN because I just love it, and I'm so grateful that I can listen to it wherever I go.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Carol. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, you have family here, Carol, so you always can connect with us, okay?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Oh my goodness. And I've got her husband in the prayer book, Tom.
Good.
So I wanted to introduce to our Take Two family the next guest that jumped into the booth there at the radio conference. But I need to give the phone number out, because if you have something to say about Catholic radio, this is the show to do it today. So if you've always wanted to say, you know, I need to say thank you for everything I'm hearing on Catholic radio or what Catholic radio has done for me, please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. And this gentleman next to you, Tom, has been in the radio business for a very, very long time. He is the founder and president and manager of Sacred Heart Radio, which is out of Seattle and the surrounding areas, the Pacific Northwest. Absolutely love Sacred Heart Radio. It is going strong. I feel so honored to be able to have done the pledge drives for many, many years. And we have Ron Belter with us. Ron, so glad you jumped into the booth there.
Glad to be here, Debbie. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And you brought some folks with you from Sacred Heart Radio as well to the radio conference, I think the first time. So they're excited to see the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament as well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just such a blessing to be here. And the way that EWTN has been just such a gracious host over these many years. We've been broadcasting now for 23 years, and we're up to 12 stations. And every time I just give thanks to God at how EWTN has played just such a vital role in making our job easier. So thank you very much.
Well, it's our honor. It's our pleasure. I can remember when you started that first station, it was in your home office.
And we didn't tell anybody that.
Well, Debbie, you may not have heard this story, but at the time, I'm sure the cat is now deceased, but they had to keep the cat out of the office because when the cat would walk across the keyboard, it would knock the station off the air.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is, we begin very humbly in Catholic radio, but God sees us through.
Yeah, it was very interesting because when pledge drive time came around, Jerry Usher would come over to our place and do it. And he said, I really like coming to your place to do the pledge drives because not only do you have a call center, which was in the dining room,
yes,
but you also have a laundry center. And I've got three other pledge drives to go to after yours.
Yeah, Jerry was a bit of a road warrior in those days. So he was, he would have to, bring two or three changes of clothing to do, this pledge drive and then this pledge drive. So he probably appreciated your washer and dryer.
Absolutely.
He did. He used to mention it every pledge drive. We used to hear it every single pledge drive. So, but Ron, I've always wanted to share this publicly, and I want to do it now, and I hope I don't in any way embarrass you, because Ron, you're so humble about things. But what I love so much about Sacred Heart Radio is that you're growing, you're going strong, and you care so much about the surrounding stations and the surrounding sister stations, affiliates around your area of Seattle, the Pacific Northwest. And I just want to say, Ron, it's the most unique thing I've ever seen a station do, is that you actually bring everybody together, the surrounding stations, and during pledge drives, everybody can participate. So it helps the little guys out, if you will, the ones that don't have full staffs and things like that. I think it's such a beautiful work that you're doing there. And I love that, because you're not saying, well, this is just my area, I'm taking care of my area. You're trying to reach as many souls as possible with the message of Jesus Christ. I love that, Ron. Any comments on that? Because I know the affiliates are very appreciative.
Oh, that's great. Well, a lot of people don't know that many times Catholic radio is operating on a shoestring. And sometimes for some of the affiliates, they're operating by a thread. And for us to be able to bring them on, we have a studio, we have the phones, we have the system in place where we'll take pledges from the entire state. And just say, they'll take our feed, we'll accept all the calls and pass the pledge right off to that particular radio station, because they are actually working their own job. They don't have staff. They don't have engineers on the ability to do that. And so we're excited to have that opportunity to get them the funding they need to continue on.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome, Tom?
It is. It is. Did you want to hold Ron over the break there a little bit?
Yeah,
because
just a little.
We're coming up on a break.
Okay, yeah, just a little bit, Ron. And
if
let
you
me
could.
Just.
Sure.
Yeah. Just
great.
A few more minutes. We're speaking with Ron Belter, the president of Sacred Heart Radio out of Seattle, Washington. Stay with us, guys, but we need to hear from you. 833-288-3986. Tell us how Catholic radio has impacted your life. Please call in.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is live from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference 2024 on EWTN Radio.
More of your calls coming up here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'd love to hear from you if you think Catholic Radio has made a difference in your life. Now is the time to shout it to the world, because this is a worldwide platform. 833-288-EWTN. We're speaking with Ron Belter. He's the general manager at Sacred Heart Radio in Seattle, Washington. And Ron, maybe you could share with our listeners, because you've been around for a long time doing this fine ministry work and the evangelization effort through Catholic Radio. Tell us some of the blessings, the fruits from all of this fine work.
Oh, that's a great question, Debbie. You know, first, there's the goodness, truth, and beauty that is broadcast day in and day out, 24 hours a day. There's something for everybody. And whether it be helping those who are maybe on their final days, helping them through the evening come closer to the Lord as they're on their way passing. Perhaps it's praying the rosary and the Mass daily. Now you're learning how to pray the rosary. You've never took it up before, but there's that partner in the car with you, praying along with you those entire steps. The one thing I love about the ability to be with EWTN is it's not personal opinion Catholicism.
No.
And that is a joy, knowing that what I hear on the radio I can trust. When I was a core team member at our RCIA program, OCIA now, and every year for 10, 12 years, we would have one or two people coming into RCA because they said, oh, I'm here because I've been listening to this Catholic radio station.
Wow.
You know, and that might be you, talking to you, the listener out there today. RCIA is a rite of Christian initiation for adults, and it's kind of like the gateway into the Catholic Church. And perhaps you've been listening for a while, learning more about your faith, learning about the Catholic faith, what it is. Enter RCA, check it out. And it's a great opportunity to come closer in that full communion with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a continuing education, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't learn everything from Sunday to Sunday.
Yeah.
But if you've got Catholic radio or Catholic media or, you know, the Register, platforms like this just continue to do that heavy lifting every day, not just on Sunday.
Sure, and even on the weekends, and there's, like I said earlier, there's something for everyone, and it's that relationship building that takes place on the radio with the callers, the hosts, and just even the pastors that come on the air. So it's just a blessing for so many people. You know, I could spend the next couple hours telling you all the stories, the vocations that have come about because of it, the number of kids that have come about because of it.
Yes.
The number, you know, just a lot of different things.
But we also want to include our family members, Debbie, people like Doris in Omaha.
Yeah, listen to this, Ron and Tom. Doris, thank you so much for calling in from Omaha, Nebraska, listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi there. I should expect to get on so the last time I had to wait for about an hour.
Oh, you waited an hour, so I'm so glad we got you in quickly.
I am too, because I have to go. I didn't want anything. I just wanted to say how I appreciate your program and the whole EWTN all day.
Aww.
I listen from the time I get up. Well, sometimes I manage to get up by 9 o'clock, but I'm always up by 11. And well, that's 11 here. That's 12 over at your place, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I can't imagine not listening. I have learned so much that I wish I'd known when I was raising my children.
Right.
And I can't get my children to listen to this for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do
Well, maybe ask your guardian angel to go to their guardian angel so that they get into a car and they just happen onto EWTN radio. There you go, Doris. The angels are working on our behalf. What do you say?
Oh, what a great idea. I do that every once in a while for other stuff. I never thought about this. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it works. Catholic Radio works. Doris, I have to ask you a question. You have the most youthful voice, and I'm not going to say it over the air, but they put on here how many years you've been on this earth, and it's amazing. Is it true, or am I seeing a typo here?
93.
93. Wow.
You know what? The first time I ever called you guys, I replayed it. Mm-hmm. I went back and found it, replayed it, and I couldn't believe how horrible I sound. I think I sound terrible.
Oh, no.
You sound great.
Yes.
You sound great.
Yes, you have a beautiful voice. And you're hearing this from Tom Price, Doris. Tom Price, you hear his voice all the time on EWTN, so he knows voices, okay?
Oh, well, bless your heart. Thank you. You just about made my day.
Aw.
What a sweetie.
Well, yeah, thank you for calling in. Yes.
Thank you, Doris.
Hi.
You know, for people like, thank you. For people like Doris who listen for long periods of time, this is something that we've been very conscious of at EWTN. We don't want every program to sound like every other program. You want variety so that the 10 o'clock show is different than the 11 o'clock show and the 12 o'clock show. That's why you hear people like Dr. Ray and then David Anders, and then Open Line, where you've got somebody different every day, and then on and on and on throughout the day. But what unites all these good folks is their love of God and their love of the Catholic faith and, you know, being faithful to the Catholic faith. That's what unites everything that you hear on EWTN, everything that you see on EWTN television, our website, the register, and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Something for everyone that is so amazing. And it appeals to people. We hear that all the time. And I just want to do a shout out real quickly. We had two calls in from Ohio, Paula and another caller from Ohio. If you want to call back, you can get right in. And the rest of you, if you want to say something to the world, and I mean that to the world, because people are listening all over the world. Tom just shared how many are carrying the app, the EWTN app.
Yeah.
Please call in and share how Catholic Radio speaks to you, how it reaches you deep into your soul at 833-288-EWTN. We're speaking with Ron Belter, and he's the president and founder of Sacred Heart Radio out of Seattle, Washington. And going back, Ron, real quickly to what you were sharing, and it was so beautifully stated, I wanted to just share with you again on air. One time I thought this would be really fun. So I get emails all the time, and they'll say to me, why are you so addicted to Walla Walla, Washington? And that's one of the stations, the sister stations around Sacred Heart Radio. And I'll tell you, Ron, I just love saying Walla Walla. I'm just saying it. It's
okay.
You know, fun folks in the Pacific Northwest. That's all I'm saying. Anything?
That's great.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share with our listeners? And how are you guys doing? Are you growing? Are you any expansion plans? What are you doing for the future?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, you know, Catholicism is not a spectator religion. And this is where I think everybody needs to get involved. I think if you listen to the radio, maybe an hour a day, 2 hours, 5 hours, put a bumper sticker on your car. Let others know about it.
Yeah.
We're all called to do a little evangelization.
Mm-hmm.
Your car's not going to get damaged or keyed or anything like that. Don't worry about that. Maybe you want to go soft evangelization. Go with a license plate frame. Are you evangelizing your car dealership where you bought your car 10 years ago? Why not evangelize something that means something to you that will have rewards eternally? And that's your Catholic radio station, making a difference. Support them any way you can. And I just encourage you to become a hyphenated Catholic, a listener supporter.
Right.
Yeah, and you know that, you know, the use of the bumper stickers and the license plate, this is kind of like evangelization for shy people.
Yeah, light.
People who don't, you know, maybe they don't have that within their personality to walk up to somebody and start talking about it. But, you know, if you've got that bumper sticker on your car or a cling or whatever, that gets the word out too.
Oh, absolutely. And the number of people that we hear that say, I have fallen in love again with my faith, or it's corrected misunderstandings, or I've entered RCA because they saw a bumper sticker, is just amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. And in terms for us, we're just enjoying the beauty of the Northwest, but also the beauty of all the, we're so thankful for the listeners who share with us their impact, that it's made a difference in their lives. And it really rips at your heart when you have half a dozen times it occurred to me that people on the other end of the phone are calling and crying because they're just saying, you know, during COVID lockdown, you saved my life.
Right.
I couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. I was stuck. I couldn't go to Mass, but you were there. And when that makes such an impact, it really tells you the depth and beauty of Catholic radio and how it's making a difference in so many lives.
So true. And so, Ron, for our listeners, people always ask, do we have Catholic radio in Alaska? You reach into Kodiak, Alaska, right?
All the way to Kodiak. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, God bless you and the whole team there at Sacred Heart Radio. Thank you so much for dropping into the broadcasting booth at the radio conference. We appreciate it, and I hope you have a great rest of the conference, Ron, and we'll see you. Hopefully, I'll see you probably in the spring pledge drive.
Well, hopefully. We'll pray for you, Debbie, and God bless you, and thank you for the honor.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Wow, this is good stuff we're hearing here, and more of your calls coming up. But we have another guest that's dropping into the studio right there, Tom, and that's a veteran broadcaster. I just absolutely love him because he is doing such fine work helping the team there at AM 1260 The Rock in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, and he'll be at the mic in just a minute here. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, so there's Ohio being represented today. How about you? Do you feel Catholic radio has made a difference in your life? I really have time for you today, so call in quickly. We're going to get back to the phones in a moment. We'll introduce our next guest in just a second, but let me give the number one more time. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit, we believe it's the Holy Spirit, so say yes and call in at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I know you have another important announcement about a broadcast tonight, Tom.
Yeah, we want everybody to join us for a special edition of the World Over tonight. Raymond Arroyo will be talking with presidential candidate and former president Donald Trump. And that'll be tonight at a special time for the World Over with Raymond tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, only on EWTN Radio. We had to move a little of our programming around to accommodate this special interview. I believe this, I think they're both going to be in New York City for the Al Smith dinner. And so that's why we had to move things around so that we could get that very important interview on. Again, that's tonight, 10 p.m., a special time for the World Over. Raymond Arroyo talking with former President Donald Trump.
Very nice. And we're going to get to a caller coming in from Canada in just a moment, but I wanted to introduce our guest that dropped in to say hello, Dick Russ, who is a veteran broadcaster and on the board and a host of The Rock, which is AM 1260 out of Cleveland, Ohio. Hi,
yeah.
Dick. Thank you so much for coming to the radio conference.
Hi, Debbie. It's so good to be on with you. Thank you for the invitation. Great to be with you. I'm on with you once in a while in Cleveland and now here in Birmingham, and you're in Phoenix, and wow, this is fantastic. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, Dick, Tom and I are interested in this, and that's what we're asking everybody who's calling in or has stopping by the broadcasting booth at the radio conference. What has Catholic radio done for you, Dick?
I'll tell you what it has done for me. I've been in the broadcasting business now. Of course, when you start when you're 2 years old, the time flies. But about a little over 53 years, right? And the last 10, Catholic radio, and a little bit of Catholic radio before that as we planned to get The Rock on the air in Cleveland. And some years, about 14, 15 years now, producing some Catholic television programming. But I would say that of all the things that I've done, mostly in the secular media over all the years, there is nothing that is, to me, has been more important, more rewarding, and more timely than Catholic radio. This is the apex, if you will, I think, of what we should and can be doing, because the world is in such great need of the truth. Yeah. The world is need, and our nation, and everyone listening, in need of the one who is the truth and the way. And so what better way to use the things, the facilities that we have, any bit of talent that we may have, to proclaim it in this way on the radio and reach so many people. Debbie, it's just, in short, I think it's the most important thing we can be doing.
Wow. That's powerful. I don't know if you heard our first caller, April, from Pennsylvania. She was saying the exact thing, to really get the truth. And it's solid. You know you can count on EWTN, that the programs that you hear through EWTN and through your local Catholic radio station. I agree with you. I always say we're like the lighthouse, right? You know, a lighthouse, you know, it's solid. It stays right there. The ships know how to come back home because they're seeing the lighthouse. And that's what I feel like Catholic radio is doing out there in the world. And Dick, you've at Cleveland, the Rock, we've got a pledge drive coming up, and our dear friend Father Doug Brown will be co-hosting with me, and I'm so excited because he's a friend of Take Two's.
He is a total friend of Take Two, and Father Doug Brown is the chaplain of our radio station. He's the pastor of a large parish in Cleveland. He's the chaplain to the policemen and the fire department. This guy is, you know him very well.
Oh, yeah.
He is so dedicated to the people of Cleveland and all the things that he does and all the responsibilities. And he is with us so many times because he knows the power of all of us working together on Catholic radio, right? Whether it's on The Rock in Cleveland, what any of the other stations, like we're here in Birmingham and so many of the stations are represented here. We're working together. We heard a beautiful opening talk this morning from Bishop Caggiano from Bridgeport, Connecticut, that every one of us in our own way is contributing to this evangelization. He's a bishop. We have priests. We have various ministries. We have Catholic radio. And it was really nice of the bishop to say that you and I, people who are working in Catholic radio, are partners with him. We're all mm-hmm. evangelists. And mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of a neat and a reassuring thing to say, because we are. And he also mentioned one of the things that I've always found very powerful about radio. He said, the guy in the gym with his headphones on, you don't know what he's listening to.
That's right.
The guy that's in his car alone, you don't know what he's listening to. And he knows that nobody does. And he may very well be listening to Catholic radio and being fed those things that he may have never heard before. And, whoa, what is this? I have to listen to this a little more and again, and create that spark and nourish that yearning that is in everyone for the truth and the one who is the truth, especially in what Bishop called a very scary world.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking with Dick Russ from AM 1260 The Rock in Cleveland, Ohio. He's at the radio conference with Tom Price in the broadcasting booth. But listen to how God is connecting the dots here, Dick. This is so fascinating. So next week, we do have the Spirit Drive in Cleveland. And one of our guests on the appeal is going to be Al Smith from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And he's listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. And he's our next caller. So, Alan, is this amazing how God is working?
Yes,
hello.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so Alan's, this is, you can't make this up, folks. You just can't. God is working through Catholic radio. It's so obvious. So Alan Smith, we know him and love him. He's also a friend of Take Two. So Alan, I want to ask you the same question I asked Dick. Tom and I have been answering the question, what has Catholic radio done for you?
Yeah. What it's done for me is it's filled my life with good things. You know, there's that saying, we are what we eat, but we also become what we listen to. And up here in Canada, we don't have Catholic radio. And so I rely on EWTN to be on my computer with Sirius Satellite Channel 130, of course, on the internet. And again, it's just, I want to draw closer to God, so I have to create that environment to draw closer to God. And that's what Catholic radio does. It provides that environment. And also that catechesis I need. Even though I love Bishop Sheen and I know about his writings, I need to learn more. And so there's so much variety throughout the day on the radio. It's catechizing me in a way that makes me a better evangelist.
Wow. Dick, you're probably going to be talking with Al Smith next week, because he'll be coming a few times on the Spirit Drive. But Alan Smith has been on Take Two. He's a regular on EWTN shows. And also he definitely promotes the Holy Face devotion. And also, you got to love him, Bishop Fulton Sheen. So anything you wanted to say to Al?
Well, Al, you mentioned Bishop Sheen and his leadership in proclaiming the word over the airwaves, you know, long before any of us did, is kind of the theme, the wraparound of what we're doing at The Rock next week in our fall Spirit Drive. And so any kind of connection that we can make with the charism of the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, his leadership, and really at a time when, you know, the world needed that in a similar way as the world needs the truth today on Catholic radio. I think, Debbie, this all ties together. And Al, it's a wonderful that we're, you know, having you as someone who can help put this together. Bishop Sheen, Mother Angelica.
Yes.
And you look at this great leadership that we've had, all of them trusting in God's providence. And why are their voices still resonating today and propagating and perpetuating? It's because this is what Jesus told us to do. He said, you know, go to the ends of the earth. And so now we have radio, and where does it take us? It takes us everywhere.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's amazing. Yeah. Tom, is this incredible? You're sitting there taking this all in. This must make you so happy because you're the director of programming and production.
It does. It does. And I've been doing this for a while. You know, back when I started at the network, I reported directly to Mother for, you know, programming decisions and things that we wanted to look at on the radio side. And I must say, I miss her every day. But so we're just trying to carry on her vision, because she was so early on in all this. And our Protestant brothers and sisters, they were not asleep at the wheel back in the 50s and the 60s when you could pick up an FM license for about a quarter. I mean, literally a quarter, you know, send an envelope to the FCC and they go, okay, here's your license. You know, you got any brothers and sisters that want one? But they were ready to roll, and we weren't. We as Catholics, quite honestly, were not. But Mother Angelica understood that we needed to get in the game, and I'm so glad that she did.
Yeah, amen to that. Okay, so I know Dick and Al, you guys will talk to each other next week on the Spirit Drive. Thank you so much for dropping in on this broadcast during the 2024 EWTN Radio Conference. Dick, thank you so much. I just wanted to let you know we may not get to Catherine, but Catherine's calling in from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh,
so the Rock,
okay.
So the Rock listeners are weighing in on this topic. But thank you, Dick. We'll chat with you real soon. I wanted, Tom, is it okay? Let's squeeze in Rhett from North Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Rhett, you're going to be our final caller for today. Hello, Rhett.
Yeah.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to say how much I really appreciate listening to the station. I you know, recently came back to my Catholic faith about 3 years ago, and it's just been wonderful take of the sacraments again and to learn so much, to go back to RCIA and get my confirmation. And, you know, I was listening to what they were saying about bumper stickers, and really I just called in to get a bumper sticker. And but at the same time, I, you know, because you talk about ways to evangelize, even if you're not good at, you know, talking to other people, you know, just having a bumper sticker on your vehicle, you're evangelizing people to Christ. And so I'm very appreciative of the station. You know, y'all talk about everything from, you know, getting a will set in your life to just many different topics that is always of interest, that can always benefit you in some way to help further your faith with Christ Jesus. And I just wanted to say thank you and how much I appreciate that. So.
Well, thank you, Rhett. I just have to say, you were the perfect caller to end this broadcast.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being prompted by the Spirit and saying yes. We all have big smiles on our faces, and we're thanking God. And so and welcome home, Rhett. Welcome home.
Well, thank you so much. I really feel a part of this family, and appreciate you taking my call.
God bless
you,
Rhett.
You.
And I'm so glad that you use the word family, because we're very serious about family around here. This is not some branding slogan that we've picked up and thinking, oh, well, this would sound good. Or, you know, no, that's not us. And Mother Angelica said it first. She said, we are family. I remember a staff meeting that we were all in, and she said, If we're family, we need to act like it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just talk it. We have to walk it every day. And you know what? The more we walk it, the more we believe it and take it to heart. And now it's second nature, Debbie.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, people may not know this. Thank you again, Rhett, for the beautiful call. Have a great day. I wanted to just share with our listeners, they may not know what goes on behind the scenes, but you're so spot on, Tom. You know, when I call into EWTN, the first thing that everyone says, you yourself, Tom, the first thing you say is, you'll say, hi, Debbie, and then you'll say, how are you doing? How's your eye doing? I mean, that's family. Yeah. When you do that, you're not just saying, okay, what are you calling for?
No, right? We have to live it. And you know what? This is our friend Dave Vacheres once mm-hmm. said, how do people know us? Well, they should know us by how we love each other.
Amen.
We
Amen
love to, each other.
Absolutely.
I love you, Debbie. I love all of our listeners.
Same back here, back at you, Tom. Thank you so much for all you do for us each and every day. And yes, we have lots of love going around. So keep the love spreading and share Catholic Radio, you guys. Thank you to Charles, our producer, Matt on the phones. You did a great job. Michael on social media, Pedro at the conference floor. You guys are awesome. Thank you to the Take Two family. Keep sharing this broadcast tomorrow. Make your holy hour, make your happy hour a holy hour. Oh, that's going to be an interesting one tomorrow. And thank you, Tom Price. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.